This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can, of course, bring up anything you want. I'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username that allows you to do that with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you brought in a story that, well, at least to us, probably isn't that surprising, that Americans are frustrated with their government. And very, very few Americans actually have any confidence whatsoever in it. So the story's from...
Sounds about right to me.
The Associated Press, where few Americans have much confidence in the U.S. political system, the government in general, or either political party. Does this sound like you, perhaps, dear listener? Most say they're interested in the 2016 presidential election, but they also feel frustrated, helpless, and even angry with the way the election is going, according to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
You know, if I post something on Facebook that, you know, calls out Hillary Clinton for, I don't know, collusion and insider politics, people think I'm a Trump guy. Mm. If I call out Trump for... I don't know, claims that are obviously specious, make, you know, no sense in reality. People think I'm a Clinton guy. No, I'm neither of these things. I just believe that one of them should be in prison and the other should be in an insane asylum.
Which one?
I'm going to take prison for Clinton.
Okay. Most say they're interested in the election. Democrats and Republicans alike feel down in the dumps about the election and about the political system in general. Some things to know about Americans' opinions on their government and the political system include that few Americans have a lot of confidence in any of the branches of government. Just 4% say they have a great deal of confidence in Congress, while 48% say
those people are in Congress. Yeah. those people are in government somewhere.
They're getting some sort of payment from Congress.
Lobbyists.
Some kind of government check or money.
I mean, I'm stunned at that number. 4%, really? 4% of the American population believes that Congress is doing a good job? Did they poll people, I don't know, in mental hospitals?
48% say they only have some confidence in Congress, and 46% have hardly any. The other branches of government fare a little better, but still don't inspire much confidence. 15% say they have a lot of confidence in the executive branch. 50% have some, and 33% have hardly any. And 24% have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court.
Well, so when it comes to the executive branch, you're talking about the president, and there's a real face on the executive branch, right? Mm-hmm. So it's one person. It's not this 535 drunken sailors that are in the House of
Representatives. Why do you think that helps?
People, you know, it personalizes it. That's why. So people are less likely to say, this president is a good president because I'm a diehard, whatever the flavor is for that term.
For that presidential party or that political
party. Right. I can't imagine that, this poll when taken 8 years ago was really that much different.
No, I'm pretty sure we've talked about similar numbers in the past.
I think they continue to go down and down.
Good.
With the,
I am gleeful about that.
With the internet, people are getting more and more news about their governments, and they're finding that these monopolies, and that's what they are. They're an organization that claims monopoly privilege over, you know, governance in a given landmass. And monopolies tend to provide poor customer service. They tend to provide things at high prices. So people are finding, we're paying an awful lot and getting an awful little.
If you want to join us here and you can share your thoughts, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Why is there a difference? And is there a difference for you? Do you feel like the executive branch is somehow better than the legislature, or that the courts, the Supreme Court is better than all of those? Because it says here 24% have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court. And if you believe one, you know, you're more confident in one over another, then why is that? Because I don't know if they asked anybody why they feel the way that they feel in this particular survey.
I tend to feel
survey.
Similarly. So I like the executive branch because you have one person making a decision. I believe that one person can make better decisions usually than a group of people getting together.
Yeah, but you don't like the executive branch as far as who is in the executive branch.
I understand that, but I like...
And you didn't like it when it was George Bush and you know...
I'm just saying that I prefer the sort of arrangement of the executive.
Because you're talking about it outside of the personalities. You're talking about just the idea of the executive branch.
I generally agree with these numbers myself. I have very, very little confidence in Congress. I have slightly more confidence in the president. And I have slightly more confidence in the Supreme Court. Now,
I have no confidence in any of them.
I understand that. And that's just your personality.
They're all just different branches of a criminal gang.
The best question you can ask somebody who says that, like I do, is, well, are you confident in the Supreme Court now with the arrangement before Scalia died, now, or when the new president gets in? Because the Supreme Court's going to have very different composition from 6 months ago to, 18 months in the future. So in 24 months, this... very important, august body that
matter.
Basically makes law in the land.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what the construct of the Supreme Court is. They're just a bunch of thugs who are going to rule in favor of the state 99 times out of 100.
Generally, they centralize power.
Yeah.
That's, what a surprise. Federal judges believe that the federal government should do things.
And speaking of power, apparently about 56% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence in the military. So it's 4% for Congress. It's, 15% for the executive branch, 24% for the Supreme Court, and 56% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the military. So
now that's interesting. So
I mean, that's a pretty amorphous concept. There are far more military members than there are congressmen. Well, but this, the military also has all that pomp and circumstance that goes along with it. There's a bunch of movies that are made about the military, right. And almost all of them are positive, as opposed to movies about politicians, right. Which generally aren't.
Right. Movies and television shows about politicians are usually negative. Movies and television shows about the military are generally positive. And one would wonder if you take, an organization that is pledged to do the bidding of the politicians in Washington, D.C., 4% of people, favor the politicians, 15 the president. I guess the president's commander-in-chief, so let's use the 15 number. 15% of people support the president, but 56% of the people support the military. It's a very strange thing to say, because the military's job is to do what the president says.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to China, where Ian is on the line. Hey, Ian, I know you were calling about something else here tonight, but I was just curious, you've been there for 20 years, you told us previously on a previous call.
Long
in China.
Time.
What's your feeling for how the Chinese people that you know feel about their government as far as confidence in the Chinese government?
Well, I'll be honest, I talk to a lot of the people here quietly. Politics is not openly discussed. But if you ask them, you probably find 60-70% confidence in Xi Jinping. And
in who? Is that the president?
Yeah.
Yeah, President Xi.
Okay, Xi.
And almost no confidence at all in the party.
In the Communist Party, you mean?
Oh, yeah, the Communist. Well, there's only one party.
Oh, okay.
The Communist Party. They made a movie recently. It's a 20-second blip glorifying the party.
Uh-huh.
And people are tuning it out. It has gone anti-viral.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I cannot even turn on my computer without getting my little flag saying, remember, the party is your strength. The party is unity. They are China.
Hold on. Now, where does wait. Now, when you say you can't turn on your computer, what does that mean? Does that mean a little message that comes up on your computer? Or how does that...
I'm sorry. When I turn my computer on, I get pop-ups. We get lots of pop-ups in China. China is the birthplace of the pop-up. And the most popular pop-up, I'll say that three times fast, is the one that says, the party is king. You are the party. And remember, how does it go? It goes, China is the party.
So
the
basically,
party
the
is China.
So basically, the Communist Party is either buying or forcing internet providers or websites to show advertising promoting the political
party.
Well,
of course, well, think about it. They banned Google. They banned YouTube. They got Yahoo to go along with a mutual censorship program.
Ian, stand they by. Banned... We're going to continue okay. here because I know you were calling about something else. It's also fascinating to learn about what goes on over there in China. You can share your thoughts with us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. We are talking about not just Americans' frustration with their governments, but we've got a guy on the line from China who says things aren't that different there. They may like the president, but the Communist Party is not very popular at all. We're going to continue with that here. Plus, I want you to know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Official cryptocurrency wallet, by the way. It's Jaxx, JAXX.io is where you can go to get this excellent cross-platform wallet. Now, what's cross-platform? That means you can get it for your phone, your laptop, your desktop computer, Linux, Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, even browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. So you can have your Bitcoin and Ether, as well as DAO tokens, all in one wallet. Plus, Jaxx is planning on introducing more cryptocurrencies in the near future. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener, as well as the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. And it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jaxx. If you drop your phone in a lake or something like that, not a problem. As long as you backed everything up, it's easy to get your funds back. So your digital command center in the palm of your hand, that's what Jaxx is striving to be with coins, contracts, currency, identity, and more. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Jaxx, JAXX.io, or you can get it from your favorite app store. As we go back to Ian, he's in China, and you were telling us about the Communist Party propaganda that is apparently constantly popping up when you are surfing the web there in China. Do you know if it comes from the internet service provider, and is it the communist government who is doing the internet service providing, or are there, I guess I've heard there are no private companies, right? It's all state run?
Everything is state. The internet is, I quote, an information outreach of the People's Party.
Wow.
No, it gets better. Let me explain. We have a new president, Xi Jinping. Since he took power 3 years ago, over 60,000 arrests have been made, and admittedly, over 7,000 executions.
Is that a lot compared to normal?
Yeah, it's the biggest sweep since Mao Zedong.
Wow. And what is he? And who is he sweeping up? Dissidents?
Yeah, who's getting executed?
Officially or in reality?
Reality is my preference.
What's the official story and what's the real story?
In pursuit of corruption, which has long plagued the people of our country, President Xi Jinping is cleaning the streets, cleaning the banks, and cleaning your bank account.
Get a little haircut from the Chinese government.
The charge is corruption or behavior inconsistent with that of a member of the party.
I see.
Isn't that an admission that of a failure of the revolution? Shouldn't this have all been swept up at this point?
Well, understand, corruption in China is institutionalized to a level that you would not believe.
Example, I might believe it. Let me hear.
You know how much a driver's license costs? I got a driver's license, and I got a deal at $500.
What? Now, that can't be what they're charging the Chinese people.
Yeah, that sounds like registration up north.
No. That's what they're charging every John Doe who wants a car, about, do your math here, about 3,800 RMB.
That's crazy.
I mean, now, hold on. Do you need, once you get the driver's license, do you need a driver, a license plate and that sort of thing?
Well, okay, if you have a car, you do. Well, take my wife's an example. My sweetheart has had a license for 15 years, okay? She's never driven a car, not even parked a car.
What?
Well, the way I got my license was I walked in, I said, I need a license. They said, here's the fee. I said, here you go. They said, take the picture. Here's your license. Have a nice day. Don't kill anybody.
Sweet. There's something to say about a corrupt government.
Well, it gets better because take a taxi. This is the only country in the world I've been in where the cab driver gets lost. Okay? where my Chinese is better than his. That's not saying much.
Yeah.
And you drive him, how did he get his license? 20 members of the family pitched in and bought a car. Put a sign on top, said taxi. Registered to pay taxes to the city. Junior's on the road and driving with every bad habit you can imagine, and like a copy of a copy of a copy, it gets so bad. Example, I'm turning a corner through a red light. Policeman stops me, runs out in the street, stops me, and says, "You can't do that. You ran a red light." And I open up the driver manual and I show him on page 47 where you can, if you look both ways.
Sweet.
And he says, oh, whoa, I did not know that. But you know it. And I said, "Haven't you read it?" He said, "Is it new?" I lied. I said, "Yes, it's very new." He said, "Oh, I should check it out." Remember, police officers in China have a 40% illiteracy rate.
Wow. And isn't it true? I wonder what the illiteracy rate is in the United States, but isn't it true that
they don't, cops in America, probably the same.
Yeah. Isn't it true that they don't actually carry guns like the traffic cop types?
No. No. The government's open policy is, we will not entrust firearms and weapons of easy destruction to the hands of people so illiterate, so ill-trained, and so uncontrolled.
It's been a great call.
Makes any damn sense.
I know you were calling about something else entirely different, but you'll have to call about that another time. I want to make sure we can get some other folks in here, but thanks for the info and the insight into things there.
Really. I am living in Wonderland. And your books are on the way.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. As an author, he's sending us a couple copies of some of his books about China. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Frustration with government is not just an American thing.
By no means.
Yeah, people are upset all around the globe. And we're going to continue. There's a few more interesting statistics here, but you can share your thoughts. Let's go to Reagan in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hey, Reagan.
Hey, how you doing? I understand your sentiment with the frustration with government and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't see how calling, the three branches of government, just writing them off as a criminal gang, all of them,
Oh, you don't think that's what they are?
I don't think that's what they are inherently. And
why not? Inherently, they're a group of people who are ruling by the threat of violence over a group of peaceful people, extracting obedience and cash from their victims. I mean, they're just a gang that flies flags in front of its offices. They don't hide.
Okay, so by your definition of a criminal gang, then, has every government in history been a criminal gang?
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of where the state came from. I mean, if you think about it for
a
second. I mean, that's how the state came about. You'll agree with that, right?
The cooperation, of course.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
But are you prepared to say that that's how the state started, as a criminal gang that seized control over a given piece of land and fought all the other criminals off and then ruled over people, right?
A criminal gang? No, because there were no laws before there were states.
Okay. Let's call them laws of man.
Okay. Who determines what those are?
I believe that they're inherent in the universe. I believe in natural law. But, the idea is that you don't harm people if you don't want to get harmed. You don't steal from people if you don't want to get stolen from. Those kind of things seem to be written on our souls. Maybe I'm wrong.
Reagan,
there.
Stand by. I'd love to have you tell me how it is the government is something besides a criminal gang. Just because they have elections where you can choose the gang master.
It's a strange way to choose dons. I'll give you
really
that.
Make a difference.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Americans are frustrated with their governmental branches, the representatives, so-called, which, of course, ridiculous. They can't possibly represent you. They can only really represent their own personal interests.
Which, they certainly do a good job of representing the lobbyists.
Right, which usually is related to who lines their pockets. People are frustrated by the Congress, and they've been for years, but people don't know what to do about it because they're also frustrated by the political parties. We didn't get into that part of the survey yet, but they're frustrated by their choices. They're frustrated by the choices for president, and ultimately the congressional choices aren't really any better. So what do you do about it? Well, I say move beyond the desire to even have a state. And that's what we bring Reagan back on the line here for. Our toll-free number, by the way, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, Reagan, you called to kind of challenge the idea that government is anything besides a criminal gang, which is what I said that it is. So I'd love to have you try to, you know, persuade me that the government is anything besides that. That's something else besides a criminal gang. Go ahead.
Well, really quickly, let me kind of reorient the conversation, all right? Because we could discuss like the philosophy of this for a long time, longer than we have. My point that I originally called in is that it is not constructive to just write the whole system off and say the whole damn thing is broken. There's nothing we can do to change it. It's not worth trying to fix. It's not worth trying to salvage. It's not worth trying to influence. I don't think that's a constructive way to look at it. I mean, let's talk about the Constitution. The Constitution is there to limit the power of government. I think you and I both agree that's a good thing, right?
The Constitution says no or not, and I believe it's like 45 times. And the Constitution has been around for 200 and something, 200 since 1789, in power as the highest law of the land, and we have the government we have as a result.
So, I mean, is that a good thing or not a good thing?
Well, the United States is sliding down the world's economic freedom charts, according to the Heritage Foundation and the Fraser Institute. Also, when you look at Institut Libertas, they are falling on social freedoms, too. So I would say the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we have or it has failed to prevent it.
Or it's failed to prevent it, right?
Yes. That's a piece of paper. What can it possibly do?
Well, I've read the thing in its entirety, and I'm sure
same
you
here.
Have too, given your background. So, I mean, knowing from what you read of it, there's nothing in there that.
How about an amendment like this? Okay, here's I've got a proposed amendment. Any politician found in violation of this document shall have his head lopped off, his or her head lopped off at high noon the very next day on the lawn of the White House. Now, there's some teeth. Okay. It doesn't, in the highest law in the land, doesn't have a single punishment for violation.
Okay. Now, you and I are in agreement, maybe a little bit with the, you know, maybe it's a little tweak to the minutiae here and there, but you and I are generally in agreement that the Constitution should be a sacred document, should be upheld.
Now, I don't think it's sacred by any stretch of the imagination.
It was written by men, and so obviously it's, you know, subject to fail.
Is the idea that we should be free sacred?
I think that God, I think God has written the idea of freedom on our hearts, but I don't know that I'm kind of the opinion that 9,000 years of the state has shown us that an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over governance in a given landmass is a failed notion. How about the idea of competition between governments?
Okay, well, it depends on your, first of all, there's a lot of things we agree on, but first of all, your definition of failure. Governments, as opposed to, you know, if you and I are libertarians, us sitting here on the phone complaining about it, governments are doing just fine. We're the ones that are failing to get control of the situation.
I think the ideas of liberty are doing just fine in reaching the general public. We're, you know, the world has never been more libertarian.
What are you supposed to do to control the government, sir? I mean, they set the rules. They're the ones who, you know, they've set the rules of how people are supposed to get elected. And, of course, that attracts certain corrupt individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the very least you can do, the bare minimum, is to participate. Because if you don't participate, these people are literally doing it.
I'm a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party for the state of New Hampshire.
I'm currently running as a Democratic candidate for governor.
What do you want from me, man?
Well, that's great, but what are you telling that speaks well to your intention, but your message that you're putting out to the listeners sounds a lot like just throw your hands up with it because it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily the case. But you have to look, you know, I mean, at some point you have to come to the conclusion that there are some real fundamental overall problems with our government. And, you know, anything out there, if your car is broken enough, you throw it away and get a new one.
Look, I didn't say it doesn't matter. A criminal gang that is constantly at your neck trying to suck the life's blood from you and your family does matter because they're a constant threat to your freedom. So, yeah, of course it matters, and we need to do everything we can to stop these people. Aside from violence, we need to have peaceful solutions. We need to secede as many states as possible from the United States as quickly as possible so we can actually have smaller, more responsive local government. So hopefully at some point we can get rid of the entire concept of the state in the distant future. That's what I'd like to see happen.
That sounds incredibly, at very least, far off.
Yeah, that's true. It is a far away.
I don't know. The government's $19 trillion in debt. Exactly when do you, how far do you think it can go? The next president is at
this ending
point,
the idea of the state is far off, but the fall experts, of the United States could happen soon. That's
true. No. He's talking about the, you know, the secession thing.
Well, I don't know what he was talking about. I said both of those things.
I'm talking about the secession. First of all, I'm talking about the secession.
How far off is it then?
It's even further.
Give me a second here. The last Democratic president took us from, what was it, $7 trillion to $19 trillion in debt. The next Democratic president, and that's what the experts are predicting. I'm not. The next Democratic president, if you look at those numbers, you could be conceivably in 8 years $40 trillion in debt, and that puts unfunded liabilities over $300 trillion.
Okay, and just to clarify, you're not rooting for that outcome, right? Like, I mean, this is not something you want to just see it all burn so we can try to come to...
No, I don't believe... never find me asking for the suffering of my fellow man and woman. No.
Reagan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. No, we're not cheering along, some sort of economic downturn, but ultimately... The way the financial policies,
the outcomes though,
right? The way the financial policies of the U.S. federal government are,
I could look at Greece.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not an idiot.
It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. What is it, $50 trillion in unfunded liabilities
or
something
than that.
Like that right now, the debt?
Right. So unfunded liabilities are, you look at things like, Medicare.
Payouts in the future for Social Security.
Social Security. You look at all the debt out there. Because they tell you what the debt is currently. But if you look at what the debt's going to become, what it's projected at, the people getting Medicare right now have paid in something like 30 cents. For every medical dollar they're getting out. Mm-hmm. You can't fund that. You're looking at, they're limiting immigration.
Oh, they can print out dollars, Mark.
And babies aren't being born fast enough. No, as you print out dollars, they become worth less.
That's
and
right,
less.
But they can do that.
And
they will
that's
be able
how
to
you
pay
cause
them.
Weimar Germany. Right. That's how your nation falls. Yeah. And that's what he was arguing against, that there wouldn't be secession. There won't need to be secession. Washington, D.C. will be a black hole of money soon.
They'll be able to pay the liabilities, but the Social Security check, the $1,500 Social Security check you get, won't buy you a bowl of cereal.
Right. These government employees are going to have pensions that are worth nothing.
So you can join us here. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about your frustration, many Americans' frustration.
No talk show host is going to tell you this crap either. None of them spend any time discussing about what's the future going to look like. I want to know. Is it going to get better? How's it going to get better?
The only future they talk about is the immediate election.
How's Hillary Clinton? How is Donald Trump going to make it better?
This is Free Talk Live, our toll-free number. If you want to jump in and share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show. Skype username, lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here live Saturday edition. We got plenty of time for you at 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts, frustrations with the state. Some people still seem to believe this fantasy that we can just turn this beast around. We just need to work harder. We need to spend more money on politics and pour all kinds of time and effort into the system that is designed to promote a certain class of people above others, these politicians who are sociopaths, who wield their power over the rest of us and have managed to snooker people into believing that they have some sort of influence in this system, especially at the national level, where you have no influence whatsoever unless you've got a spare $100,000 or $1 million to throw at one of these
guys. You mean
guys.
The voters have some kind of influence?
You. Yeah, you. The listener.
And this is one of the things that kind of gets me about the voting for president. People will tell you that it's really important for you to vote either for the Democrats or the Republicans, because if you don't, you're giving your vote to the other side. And those are just people that don't understand math. You don't understand that your vote on a statewide level, and I don't care which state you're in, I don't care if you're in Wyoming with 600,000 people. Whichever state you're in, when you're talking about that pool of voters, and obviously fewer than half the people in Wyoming will vote. But think about New York, think about Texas. You're not going to make a difference. If you go back throughout U.S. history and look at every statewide election, I can't imagine you'll find a single one where one vote made a difference. So vote your conscience.
And you can almost never beat the incumbent anyway. So, I mean, they're so ensconced and so protected there. So you can share your thoughts with us.
There is no incumbent in the presidential election coming, though.
I'm just talking about in general. There's incumbents all over the United States.
That's true.
And they're very hard to unseat. Despite all the supposed frustration with Congress, they continue to get reelected.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to let you know our toll-free numbers if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And what's happening right now with Free Talk Live is our satellite fundraiser. We've had a couple of new perks that have been added to the fundraiser. We've got about 3 weeks left. It's going to end on August 19th. So please contribute if you like the idea of us spreading the ideas of liberty and peace all around the globe. The satellite fundraiser allows us to do that. It'll allow us to continue our North American, Central American satellite channel, as well as our sub-Saharan African satellite channel, and possibly, if we get enough money in, start up a third satellite channel which covers Europe as well as a good chunk of the Middle East and North Africa. So if you can help us with that, there are perks in the offering. Go to fund.lrn.fm. That's fund, fund.lrn.fm. You can give as little as you want. You don't have to do the minimum perk level. You can just put whatever amount in there that you would prefer to give, and we certainly appreciate it. That's fund, fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fund. Kirby is on the line listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Kirby.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. Hey, man, I don't actually disagree with what you guys are saying, and I like your show, but...
Thank you.
In reference to a secession, do you remember what happened the last time someone tried to secede from the Union?
Yeah, they fired on a fort. I don't recommend that.
But, and it's not going to be pretty. I mean,
now, are you suggesting that they might use violence against us?
No, I'm saying absolutely for sure they would use violence against us, which is why we have the Second Amendment. I mean, we only have really one choice, and that is to wait and see. If they turn on us, then that's what happens. But if
they're already against you. Against you. They're using your cash against you. They're using your obedience against you.
I don't disagree with that, but for us to turn physically, violently against them.
I do not advocate for
that's
violence.
That's going to go badly.
I do not advocate for violence. I advocate for peaceful secession. Do not fire on the government's forts this time, and we'll probably have a better chance.
There can be no peaceful secession. I'm in Indiana. Say Indiana decided Monday, we no longer want to be a part of the Union. We secede. How long do you think it would take them to mount up the rapid deployment force?
I don't think they have to. So in the case of Indiana.
I know they don't have to because most of them are already here.
They're in Afghanistan and all around the world. They'd actually have a tough time getting them back here fast enough.
Well, the problem is that Indiana is completely surrounded by the United States. Now, if you think about a place like Alaska or Hawaii, on the other hand, they could very well do trade with foreign nations and manage to make it happen. I agree.
There's plenty of landlocked countries in other parts of the world.
They're not usually landlocked completely by another nation.
I see what you're saying.
There are a few, but they have pretty good relations with the nations that completely surround them. A nation that secedes from the United States isn't going to do so well. So I agree with that idea. But I would also say, you know, when you look at history, you can't just look at one part and say secession from the United States is impossible because some organization that tried to do it in order to, perpetuate slavery failed. You also have to look that since the 1900s, there were fewer than 100 nations in 1900. There are now about 200. That means all those nations seceded from some other nation in some manner or another. Most of them were relatively peaceful. With current forms of communication, it's going to look bad for them to go rolling tanks up into Alaska trying to get the fishermen back on board.
Well, I mean, it looks bad when I have MRAPs riding down the street of Indianapolis, but I do.
It's bad right now.
It looks bad when I look out the back window of my job and I see the United States Army Special Forces practicing how to get up and over walls along the White River Canal, which is what I saw last summer. Man, I'm going to tell you something. If any state tried to secede peacefully or not, America would abandon NATO, Afghanistan, Iraq, Korea, and they would turn those guns, those MRAPs, those M1 tanks, those F-16s would come directly for us.
I understand the fear, Kirby. I do understand it. Thank you for the call tonight. However, you should not let fear prevent your action. You should not let the fear of what might happen stop you from doing what should be done, which is leaving the United States. Look, fact that these people are so scary and so militarized is reason number one to get out.
I would agree with you that if an organization is willing to kill you to keep you in it, that is a reason to leave it. However,
let the chips fall where they may.
You don't have the, secession isn't an option for you today. You'd do it if you could in an instant.
Sure, I pressed that button.
There's not a majority in any state that's going to go for secession.
Not yet. Yes, but there's one out of five.
Yeah,
that's a good starting point.
Now,
out of five people in a recent study, I think a couple of years ago, I don't remember who conducted the study.
It's about 25%. It's 25%.
It depends on the area of the country, but overall, across all the United States, it's about one out of five people who believe that secession should happen in their state. Not that they're okay with letting other states go, because there's more people who support the idea of other states seceding from the United States.
Yeah. Now, I would also point out that secession can take more than one form. There's been secession here in the United States. For instance, Colorado and Washington, and now Oregon, Washington, D.C., a variety of places told the federal government to take a long walk off a short pier when it came to marijuana being illegal. They told them, we don't want anything to do with your federal laws here. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it our way. Now, that's called nullification.
It's not secession.
It's
a step in the right direction.
Hold on. A nullification, yes. Secession is nullifying all federal laws at the same time.
That's
nullification
is
nullifying one or two laws at a given instance. And that's a powerful thing, and that's going to provide more freedom for those places. Once states can see that other states are getting away with that, This is how this is going to work.
Although we did talk, you weren't on this show, but this week, Mark, there was a story out of California, which has now had 20 years of Proposition 215, which was the medical marijuana, where they're still raiding. The feds and the local cops they're now raiding THC concentrate manufacturers. They put this one guy out of business. They raided him once in January and once in June, and he's not the only one. They took all the money out of his and his wife's bank accounts. They even took all the money out of his college savings accounts for his two daughters and just ruined this guy. So it's still happening, even though they supposedly nullified the federal government on that issue 20 years ago. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Allows you to join us here to share your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Hour number two is coming up. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProCure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.